Blog Talk Radio.
No more crying, no more crying, no more crying.
did not create me to worry.
You did not create us to work.
You did not create me to fear.
And what I was created for.
But you created me to worship, daddy. So I'ma leave it all right here. And I will put my trust in you.
You got to know, God did not create us to worry, and He did not create us to fear. So if you're worrying about something, that's not God. See, he was showing me that this morning. You stop worrying. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. That's what he said. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's nothing to worry about. God got this. It's nothing to fear. God got this. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beef, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all the listeners. What a powerful message. Yeah, I love that selection. I'd like to read in Colossians out of the King James Version, 1-6. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Continue prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Wherefore praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bond, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak, walk in wisdom toward them that are without redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Amen.
Amen.
This scripture right here is so powerful. It's like it's a teaching experience. It's giving you specific directions what to do. Just as that selection that Pastor Beasley just said, we're not created to worry. We're created to worship. We're not created to worry or fear. So we shouldn't even entertain those words. We need to just delete them from our mental diction. So we don't operate in any of that. Yeah, believers don't operate in any of that. You don't even need to use those words anymore. Just delete them. But see, it's a little more difficult because we've been programmed a different way. So we have to do little things to remind us.
All right.
If it's not making us feel good, then we're not in the grace of God. We're not moving in the grace of God, and we're not speaking in the grace of God. I like to take the time to thank God for another day, for my family, for my loved ones, for all my spiritual family. And I pray that God will continue to open up my heart, my eyes, and my consciousness to this journey of life and His purpose, so that everything works smooth the way it's going to work smooth without a doubt, but that I'm moving the way that He wants me to move. And I pray for those who are sick, those who are shut in, for those who are struggling, for those who are grieving. I'm praying also for those of us who ask us to remember them in prayer. And I'm praying for the continued deep conscious awareness of the truth and the love of God, that it will stay in Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell's heart so that we can continue to spread the word. I pray all in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Powerful. Powerful. Straight from the heart.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking about Pastor Bill. She did something yesterday, and I want to really thank her for that. Sometimes when you err, you have to correct yourself. I think that's beautiful. Everybody can't do that. You know, people are stuck up in pride, but she came on yesterday, and immediately, the first thing on her agenda, hey, I said, it was Peter. And I wanted to share this with you, and I thank God for her correcting that. But see, when you're a Christian, we all kind of alike, you know? We all kind of say the same thing, do the same thing. So I understand why it's easy to say that was Paul. It was easy because it sounds like it says when you're growing in God's grace, you maturing, that's what happens. You start talking like Jesus. You start talking like Paul. Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. I don't know who you are. See, that's what happens once you begin to grow in this grace. And she used a scripture yesterday, is that as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. So we need to take the word to grow by. One of the things the word say that we should do is we should love.
Amen.
We should love. I know that's everybody think they're loving. I'm not going to get into the love portion today. I just want to share some scriptures to show you that there's about 10 ways that you can grow in love. So y'all may want to get a pencil and piece of paper. Y'all may want to get a pencil and piece of paper as we go through these. I have a list of scriptures that I wrote down for these 10 ways. Because if you're going to grow according to the word, now that's what he said. That's what she read yesterday. That's what we read the day before yesterday. That as newborn babe desiring the sincere milk of the word. So if you want to grow, you need the word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You need the pure word of God.
Amen.
So the first one would be Proverbs 18. And you can read the whole thing. But the point here is in Proverbs 18, so let me know when you're there, Evangelist Sharon. And
I'm there.
Okay. And you can start with the first verse. Read a few verses. I had gotten so caught up, man. Some of the stuff I didn't write down. Okay, and just read the first five verses, if you will.
Okay, in the King James, it reads as follows: Who desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh an intermediate with all wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. Amen.
Read on to six, I'm sorry, Pastor. Better read to six or seven.
All right.
Covered all of it. Okay.
A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And good afternoon, everyone. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Another one of my favorites. And thank you, Evangelist Sharon, for that powerful prayer. Amen. Proverbs 1 through 7. Loners who care only for themselves spit on the common good. Fools care nothing for thoughtful discord. All they do is run off at the mouth. When wickedness arrives, shame not far behind. Contempt for life is contemptible. Many words rush along rivers in flood, but deep wisdom flows up from Arson's stream. I'm sorry. He is not right to go easy on the guilty or come down hard on the innocent. The words of a fool start fights. Do him a favor and gag him. Fools are undone by their big mouth. Their souls are crushed by their words. Amen.
So, you know, if you're gonna love and you're gonna grow in the Word of God, learn to listen. Listen without interrupting. Let them keep talking.
Mhm. Mhm. Say that. Mhm.
They're gonna tell you who they are. They're gonna tell you what coming out of them. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
Let them keep on talking.
Yes.
You're gonna know if you're dealing with a fool or what.
Amen. Amen.
See, so, one way you can learn to love is by don't interrupt. Just listen. The second way, speak without accusing. Everybody can't do that. In James 1:19, you gotta learn to speak without actually accusing a person. So let's look at James 1:19. I'm sorry. James 1:19. Hope we able to get them all in. The ones I had laid out. It's more than 10, but I just want to make sure we pick at these 10.
In King James, James 1:19 reads as follows. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, post this at all the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears, follow up with your tongue, and let anger stagger along in the rear. God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger. Amen.
Yeah. So you can speak without accusing. That's important.
Amen.
If you're going to grow in grace, that's a good place to start right there. It's easy to lay the blame. It's easy to, well, you know, you did this. And I remember when. Learn to love without accusing. That's how you grow in grace. Another way is over there in Proverbs 21:16.
Proverbs 21:16.
I'm sorry. Proverbs 21:26.
21:26.
Uh-huh.
In the King James, it reads as follows. He covereth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, sinners are always wanting what they don't have. The God loyal are always giving what they do have. Amen.
Yeah. When you grow in grace and you grow in the love of God, you learn to give without sparing. And that's what a lot of people, you know, you're not going to charge them. No. Man, when it's in your heart to give, that's what you do. You give.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
That's how you grow. Now, everybody don't want to grow. You understand that, right? Because I can just tell you right now. Yeah. Well, when the Bible says over in, what is that? First John. We'll run there right quick. First John, what, 3:11? First John 3, what, 3:14? Let's go there right quick.
Can you repeat that, Pastor? I apologize.
Sure. First John 3:11. I, John, 1 John 3:11.
Praise God. Thank you
and
so much.
14 while you're there. And 14 while you're there.
Okay. 1 John 3:11 in the King James reads as follows. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And 14 reads as follows in the King James. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. For this is the original message we heard. We should love each other. And verse 14, the way we know we've been transferred from death to life is that we love our brothers and sisters. Anyone who doesn't love is as good as dead. Amen.
So if you're going to grow, you're going to have to love. And if not, you're good as dead. You don't even exist. If you're not loving the brethren, you're not loving your brother, your sister, it doesn't matter what they did. Who cares? This is the message here. You heard it from the beginning that you should love one another.
Amen.
I don't see no buts. I don't see no asterisks. I don't see any of that stuff there. It simply say, it's almost like an order, man. You've been commanded to love.
Say
now,
that.
I can really
say
teach
that.
You one and tell you, you got to love like God said love. Then you got to love one another.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. If they have fault, love them. I ain't told you to love their fault, but you got to love them. Because if you're not, it's almost like on the level. So you can grow in love.
Hallelujah.
That's what he said. The person who does grow in love, if you don't, you're going to remain in death. So the way to grow is to grow in love. The next scripture is... because a lot of times we don't want to pray, but if you don't love according to the word of God, Colossians 1:9. I was trying to think what Evangelist Sharon read, but anyway, Colossians 1:9. That's where I'm going.
Okay. In Colossians 1:9, it reads as follows. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Yes. Let me just read that one more time. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise mind and spirit attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his order. Amen.
That's a beautiful scripture. You can get a hold to that now. You want to grow? You want to grow in his knowledge?
Yes.
You want to grow according to his will? You want to grow in the things of God, which are spiritual things?
Mm-hmm.
Began to grow in the fact that you are you're going to pray without ceasing. I love that. Don't stop. I don't care.
That's
you're going
right.
to still pray.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to keep it going. The next
Amen.
One, I don't know if we're going to get to ten of them or not, but anyway, in Proverbs 17 and 1, I'm going kind of fast. Maybe I just should slow down and we don't get to do it tomorrow. But in Proverbs 17 and 1, if you're going to grow in love, one way of doing it is answer without arguing. That it's kind of strange. I was talking to a pastor, and she was telling me about some things her mother said. But you got to learn to answer without arguing. Sometimes you just got to wait. You don't have to be argumentative all the time. You don't have to debate everything. You don't have to
Amen.
Win every battle.
That's
Sometimes
right.
just shut up. But you know,
yeah.
you don't have to argue.
Yeah.
But in Proverbs 17 and 1, read that for me, Evangelist Sharon. Thank you.
He reads as following the King James. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith. Than a house full of sacrifices with strife. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, a meal of bread and water in contented peace is better than a banquet spiced with quarrels. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Some people love strife.
Mm. Yeah, have mercy.
So better than dry morsel. I mean, you better have had a little dry piece of bread with quiet to keep your mouth shut.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Say that. Say it now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes we got to learn to just, okay, Lord, thank you. It's my daily bread. Thank you. And keep it moving. Hello, somebody.
Yeah. Ooh, say it.
Yeah.
Amen.
And we'll do one more. Over in Ephesians 4 and 15.
Ephesians 4 and 15 reads as following the King James. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ in everything. We take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. Amen.
See, a lot
Amen.
Of people don't understand. It's important that we should love to speak the truth. And
mm-hmm.
when you began to speak more truth, you began to grow.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I like what I read. I think it was over there in the, one of them. I want to say it was the God's Word, where it says that we grow up completely. That's, in other words, you'll be grown when you love to just start speaking the truth. Grown folks speak
Amen.
The truth.
Hallelujah.
They got nothing to hide. Speak the truth. Grown folks.
Yes.
Are you
mm-hmm.
grown? Grow up. And now
yeah.
I can't help what people's mind, what their conscience, that let them deal with their conscience.
Amen.
But our relationship with Christ, which is the head, which is truth, we got to speak truth, man.
That's
hey,
right.
Thank you, guys.
Amen.
And we'll see you all tomorrow for the word at noon.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Thank you.